Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello?
Hi, I was looking for Todd.
This is him.
Hey, Todd. My name is Seth McElroy, and I'm calling from the Department of Licensing. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Listen, the reason for my call is that you recently submitted an application for a personalized license plate.
I did, yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm calling to tell you your submission has been rejected. Thank you for applying, though. We do appreciate it. You're welcome in the future if you think of another name.
Why is it rejected?
What did you want to put on the plate again, sir?
Wet Todd.
Yeah, the name Wet Todd. We looked that up.
I don't see anything. What's that?
Well, we looked it up, and that's another name for the female anatomy, and we just can't have that kind of stuff on our state license plates.
No, it's not. Wet Todd is not a name for the female anatomy. It's always been my surf nickname. I've had that forever. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you might want to change your nickname or change your friends then, because we went to Urban Dictionary, we put that in, and sure enough, it showed up as a synonym for females' private parts.
You actually check this on Urban Dictionary?
We do. We have to check everything that's submitted because of, frankly, perverts like you who are trying to put things on license plates that shouldn't be there.
I take offense to that. I'm not a pervert. That's my nickname. And you're sitting here on the phone trying to tell me that it means some female anatomy thing, and I have no idea what you're talking about. Do I need to go there?
How about this? Look, we can change it slightly to make it work. Are you up for hearing some of your options?
I don't see why I should change any of this. It makes no sense. You could add maybe a T or another D, but this doesn't make any sense.
Listen, I know that you're upset, but you have to really hear the options. I think we've got some good things for you that might work. What about Moist Todd? What if we do that instead of Wet Todd? Moist Todd.
What? Moist Todd? Are you serious? Like, that's not even close to what it's implying, and that just sounds like other sick.
Not at all. Actually, I put that into Google, and there's a couple things that came up, but nothing like what Wet Todd is. It really actually, it has a much better sound, too, I think. Moist Todd, don't you?
Bullshit. I have to go down there or something, or can I talk to somebody else? Because this makes no sense.
Okay, so you don't like moist. What if we do Dripping Todd?
No. What?
Dripping Todd?
No.
Damp Todd. How about Damp Todd? We could do that.
No. That's bullshit. Listen, I want to talk to somebody else or your manager.
I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you because your other submission is going to be rejected, and I'm trying to help you find something that'll work. So you need to work with me here. You need to be a little flexible, okay?
I don't think you get it. I don't even know what you're, I don't get what the problem is. I've never heard anything like that, and you're saying offensive stuff to me on the phone here, calling moist? What is moist? Wet Todd, it's the surf name. Have you ever surfed?
Fine. Well, that's not going to work. What if we did, and I'm going to have to pull some strings, but I think I found something that will work perfectly for you. What if I did Puppet Todd?
What?
Puppet Todd?
Total bullshit. I don't know who you are.
You don't sound like a Wet Todd to me. You sound like Puppet Todd to me. Honestly, if I'm going to...
I don't have time right now, and I don't even know where you're coming from with this.
I'm coming from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
What?
This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. Your girlfriend Tina set you up.
No way. Are you kidding me?
She told us all about what you wanted to put on your license plate and wanted me to mess with you.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I am. I still think you should go with Puppet Todd, though. I really do.
Yeah, I'll stick to Puppet Todd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.